KO4HKX mobile. KD4IOX mobile. Monitoring.
Morning, Leon. KO4HKX.
Good morning, guys. KN4TFW.
Morning, Patrick.
Someone had a good weekend.
Can't complain a bit. What do you say, Ken?
Here. Can't complain any. Annette, how's the foot, Patrick?
Bothering me a little bit, but it's getting better now. Exactly sure something bit me or I poked my foot on something right underneath my second and third toe and it caused it to swell up. I couldn't work Thursday because I couldn't get my boot on.
You'd have thought the boss would let you wear flip-flops or something so you could go to work.
I couldn't stand on it. I just put pressure on it when I walked.
Better now.
It's pretty painful. Like I said, it still bothers me a little bit, but it's more itching than anything because it's healing up.
Foot, you got a cripple there.
Guys get into this weekend.
Got a grandbabies at the house again, so they came over yesterday. They'll be with us about 2 weeks. So we didn't do a whole lot. Just kind of sat around the house. Got a little couple projects done. Finished by chimney. Got one more thing to do on my chimney on my pellet stove, but I'll be good. Get the cap on there. Haven't started having to do the cap yet. I got it all sealed up real nice and everything going through the roof and looking good.
We went to the movies on Saturday afternoon, and then Sunday just kind of laid around, did a little bit of radio, and that's about it.
T-Mobile.
Yep.
Eric.
Morning, Andrew. Hope you guys had a good weekend.
I'm just making my turn on 290 here. Almost missed it.
You all had a wonderful weekend.
Didn't tell you, we went to the jockey lot Saturday. Let's crowd it.
Got this. Saturday I went down to the equipment auction. Hung out there for a while. That was about all I did this weekend other than go to church Sunday.
Yesterday they stole my chainsaw when they got into the shed.
Yeah, I'm sure remember, did you? I didn't know you had a break yet.
So far, team. Just had to keep what you got.
If that was all they got.
It looks like right now I can't, I didn't even miss it until I was thinking about cutting some tree limbs and I couldn't find it.
Good.
The gas-powered home light, I guess it was probably 4 or 5 years old. Laying out.
Double with you, Ken. Sorry, go ahead.
He's probably got it because it was in the case and it was laying out.
I'll see what I can get one of our 20-inch chainsaws for. I might get a good deal on that one if you want to replace it.
Let me know. And I don't have many trees left anymore, but I got one that I've been wanting to probably cut down out front.
I just got one of them for my father-in-law, but I just don't remember how much I paid for it. So I'll check my employee deal when I get there and let you know. At the show Saturday night, we went and saw the Charlotte Symphony Youth Orchestra play, and then we saw the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra play, the grown-ups, and the pianist that came and did the Rock 3 was fantastic. So, yeah, it was a great show Saturday night. And then yesterday we were cleaning from the second we got up in the morning until we passed out last night because the house is a wreck from the kitchen renovation and it needed some serious attention.
Minus the sink. Wife is putting all the Christmas tree stuff up.
clock on my radio, on my computer, keeps getting off. Any ideas?
I guess they're going to leave them on there all year.
Sorry, I doubled in the beginning.
I was just saying, I've seen people with Christmas lights and antler horns on their cars. I guess they're going to leave them there all year.
Clock on my computer keeps getting off every time I get on. Any ideas?
A router.
On my router. Yeah, a little bit lost. Hold on, I'm going to a bad spot though.
I don't know what kind of router you have on your network, but a lot of them will try to be everything these days, including your time server. So they'll tell your computer to ask it for the time instead of asking, you know, ntp.org for the time. And if your router doesn't have it, you know, it's all set up to get the right time, then they could be giving you the wrong time. It's kind of like a far-out theory, but I've seen it before a couple times, so it's possible at least.
You know, it's not like it's always fast. It was like 2.8 seconds slow yesterday morning, and then yesterday afternoon it was 0.3 fast.
Who knows who you're running? Before, but search the settings and see if there's a way you can tell it to check time more often. If your computer has a really bad real-time clock, it'll have to check the time servers more often to maintain the correct time.
Right place to go to get the right time. I know I went to that time.is.
I don't know what they did in Windows 11. I've never actually sat down at a Windows 11 machine before, but somewhere in the control panel settings or somewhere there's time control. I don't know if you have to right click on your clock to get there or go in through a control panel or what, but maybe I can check it when I get to the office. But yeah, there's somewhere in there where you can tell it to check the internet for the time and maybe set how often it checks.
My time on Windows up to date. So every so often it just checks and refreshes with the server to make sure that it's up to date. But usually when I go on that time.is, I'm usually within, you know, a couple hundredths of a second.
Being off minutes.
You do it. Go to www.time.gov. This is K4ROW. And that'll put you on the, that'll give you the Naval Observatory time. That's the time what time is.
Appreciate it. KN4TFW.
IOX.
Good morning. K4ROW. Time freak. Pretty much during my working career. Because of the railroad, but that's the way I learned to do it. Your telephone number to get hooked up to check the time, area code 202-762-1069. It'll get you there.
It's just them new digital modes. If you're off by a couple of seconds, it just don't work.
This is the time what the time is. That's all I can tell you.
Yourself, once I get a chance today, on how to keep your clock up to date for FT8 and JSA call and all that. There's a couple different programs out there that'll do it a little better than what Windows does on its own. So I'll send it to you. It's not that bad. KO4CN.
Take all the help I can get. KN4TFW.
It don't get much better than the Naval Observatory, really. K4ROW. Good evening, gents. I think I'm gonna take a nap.
A nap. I tried to get an Asia station. I mean, I turned my antenna and everything. It just ain't quite making it yet.
I've got many Asian stations. I've got one or two Japan stations, but I've not gotten any further than that. You know, I don't think anywhere else, China or anything. Japan's about the only one, and I think that was probably on 10 meters.
Trying to do FT8, just going through all the bands and looking and everything, and it just wasn't working out.
Use that website, VOCAP, I don't remember the last part of it. I'll send it to you. You can kind of guesstimate your antenna setup and their antenna setup, and it'll tell you what bands are most likely for you to make that contact.
Patrick switched over to the 285.
Over there, 204CX, US Watch.
WQSY.
KM4TFWQSY.
IOXQSY.